Speaking of going viral, we're going to hear about a book now that's getting a lot of buzz. It's a novel called The Year She Left Us. It's about a multi-generational Chinese-American family and the women at the center of it. It's also about how immigration and international adoption change the characters' lives. The Year She Left Us is Catherine Ma's debut novel. Ma is Chinese-American herself. Here she is speaking about her book and the main character, Ari, who's 18.
Ari is adopted as a Chinese orphan into a Chinese-American family. People tell her, oh, you're lucky. You've been adopted into a Chinese-American family, so it should be easier for you. But she doesn't feel lucky. She's very confused, in fact, about her identity and how she should feel about her origins as a child left by her birth parents. The grandmother character in the book, being an immigrant from China herself, she says to her granddaughter, look forward, look forward, look forward, never look back. By contrast, a number of adoptive families in the book who have adopted daughters from China are very interested in connecting their daughters to the heritage of their birth country. And so the book poses questions about why some people are drawn to their family's history and past, and why others, particularly others who have successfully immigrated to America, want to leave the past behind and move on. My parents were both born in China and emigrated to the United States in the 1940s. The pressure to have more conventional lives and to try to achieve a kind of outward success makes perfect sense when you think about the life of the immigrant who comes to a new nation, a new country with so little. I did understand deep in my bones that I was going to have to make something of myself to honor the kinds of sacrifices that they made. In my case, I practiced law for a number of years in San Francisco. Once I started to approach my 40s, I felt a kind of urgency to decide for myself whether I wanted to take the risk of trying to become an artist, of trying to live a creative life. Sometimes I'm sad that I did not find this courage in me, the flint in me, to go out and try and do it sooner. On the other hand, I do think that I perhaps could not have written such a complicated book, a book I think, I hope, is rich in emotion and maturity. I'm not sure I could have written it at a younger age.
That's Catherine Ma talking about her new novel, The Year She Left Us. You can read an excerpt at PRI.org.